Hey, stranger. Oh my God, it is so good to see you. Give me a hug. Yeah, I got in this morning. My mom said you got back from campus last night and I couldn't wait to come see you. How the hell have you been? It feels like it's been so much longer than just a few months. Seriously, so much has changed. I feel like a different person since I started college. Come on, let's go to your room and you can tell me everything. Oh, God, I missed this bed. Oh, it is so much more comfier than my dorm slab. So, what have you been up to? Parties, girls, shenanigans? Me first. Oh my God, I don't think we have enough time. Okay, well, so I joined a sorority. Do you remember me talking about Rush? No? I posted it on Insta. I could have sworn I messaged you. Well, anyway, I rushed for Alpha Phi, and the girls are so sweet. I seriously love them so much. And they know how to party. Like, I thought we went hard in high school, but college? I've never had more fun. Especially when Sigma Alpha throws their frat ragers. I mean, I'm sure you know all about it, right? There's got to be good frat parties at your college. You've never been to one. Wait, you mean just a frat party, right? You don't mean you haven't gone to a college party all year. You do? Holy shit. Why not? I mean, I know you weren't the biggest partier in high school, but we went to tons of parties together. It's not the same without me around. Oh. Well, fuck. I'm sorry. You really should try to go to a few when you get back from break. I'm serious. We're in college. It's all about having experiences. And nothing says college more than keg stands and watching some guy from your philosophy lecture puke in the bushes outside. Well, then what have you been up to? Not much. Come on, don't be shy. Do you have a girlfriend? No? Okay, well, maybe not a label, but you've got to have a hookup, a situationship, a sneaky link. Nothing? Dude, what the hell? What have you been up to? Just studying. Honey, are you okay? It sounds like you're not really living. And I don't mean that because you're not at parties, but you just don't sound like college has been fun for you. It hasn't? Well, why not? Oh, man, I think I know. God, I can't believe I didn't think of this sooner. I was your social lubricant, wasn't I? Don't look so offended. Now that I think about it, I was always the one who brought you to parties, who pushed you to dance. Are you not comfortable doing those things by yourself? And you haven't made any other friends that make you feel comfortable? Oh, man, and fucking I haven't really been around, have I? Like, obviously we're on different campuses, so it's not like we'd see each other, but even online and by phone, I've been kind of MIA, huh? I'm sorry. No, really, I am. I got so wrapped up in the rush of college life and new experiences, and I didn't think that maybe you weren't having the same experiences I was. Well, I promise I'll be more present for you. Yes, I will. You've been my bestie since we were kids. That doesn't just go away when we go to college. And I should have shown that better. Now, let's talk about how we're going to break your social worries. Yes, I'm serious. I know you enjoy parties when you actually go, so what's holding you back now that I'm not there to force you? You just feel like you're behind everyone? What do you mean? You're so fucking smart, it makes me sick, and you're the best friend I've ever... Oh, you mean like socially? Experience-wise. Well, I mean, feeling you're missing experiences and then keeping yourself from experiencing them is a little counterproductive. But I think I see what you mean. But why does that stop you from finding new friends or maybe even a girlfriend? I mean, I know you crush hard. I remember when you made us go to the movies every day for a week last summer because you were crushing on the ticket girl. Well, so you haven't found anyone you like there? You have? Okay. But you feel like you're behind. Yeah, I get that, but wait, do you mean, oh my god, bestie, are you a virgin? No, I'm not shaming you, I'm just shocked. I mean, it makes sense, I guess. You never mentioned getting with anyone, but I just didn't expect that. Wow. Sorry, I'm not trying to make you uncomfortable. Well, I mean, that's an easy enough fix, babe. Yeah, I mean, we just have to get you a hookup. Hell, I could take you to the club tonight and we could find someone quick as... Okay. I guess that's a no. Well, why not? I'd be there to scope out a cute girl with good vibes and... Okay. You wouldn't feel comfortable with a stranger. You'd want to know the person. Well, babe, that's a pretty obvious solution too, then. Yeah, I just need to be your guide. It makes total sense. You're comfortable with me. I'm comfortable with you. We've always been close, and you obviously look up to me to guide you socially, so I want to take this on. Plus, honestly, it's kind of hot, isn't it? Don't look so shocked. Don't tell me you've never fantasized about your bestie before. Not with all the sleepovers we've had over the years. Our relationship is too strong to ruin over sex, so who better than me to give you all your firsts, So, we have a deal, right? We spend the break together, and I'll show you the ropes when it comes to sex. And at the end of it all, we'll still be friends. Best friends. Good. And then when we go back to school, you'll use your newfound experience and go out and have fun, right? Pinky promise? Good. Okay, well, I guess we should start with the basics. What have you done before? Making out, okay. And a little over the clothes touching. Good. And oh, that's all? Okay. You're a clean slate then. That's so exciting. And have you masturbated before? Hey, I don't know. Don't look at me like that. I had to check. Well, I think we should start there then. What do I mean? Well, I want to see how comfortable you are with yourself before we go any further. I want to see how you touch yourself and what you like so I can show you everything you're missing. Come on. I think starting slow will be both for best of us. I want to guide you through every step of losing your virginity, you know? I don't want you to feel like you're missing out on anything. So... why don't you take your clothes off and show me how you make yourself come? Don't be nervous. I'll be enjoying every second of it. Trust me. Come on. Show me. Good boy. Oh, wow. Look at you. You know, if the girls at your college knew you were hiding that in your pants, you'd be beating them off with a stick. Hey, you're kind of tensing up. You don't have to be embarrassed. Just show me what you normally do. Would it help if I gave you a hand? I mean, not literally. Not today. But what if I told you what I wanted to see you do? How I'd explore your body if your hands were mine? Would that make you feel a little more comfortable? I thought it might. Okay, just lie back on your bed. That's it. You look so good like that. Don't rush me. I'm enjoying getting to lick my fill. Okay, let's start. I want to go slow. I'm sure when you're alone, you go right for the goods, but I want to explore. So run your hands over your chest, nice and slowly, down your stomach. That's it. Down to your thighs. Don't touch your cock yet. I know you want it. I can see your cock twitching already. But patience is always rewarded. Just stroke up and down your thighs. Use your fingertips. Drag them slowly up and down. Imagine they were mine. Keep them light. Feel them slide closer and closer to your inner thighs. Do you play with your balls? Sometimes. What about your ass? Don't tense up. You're not gonna scandalize me. You haven't. Well, maybe we'll save that for another time. For now, spread your legs a bit. Just like that. And slide one hand down to your balls. Cup them. Feel how heavy and full they are as you roll them in your palm. That's it. You're all full of cum, huh? Just think, by the end of break, you're gonna be pumping a thick load into a hot, tight pussy, draining those aching balls into wet heat for the first time. Oh, babe, your cock is leaking. Do you want to touch it? Okay. Take your other hand and circle your shaft. Keep your grip light. That's it. Stroke nice and slow while you keep plumping your balls with your other hand. Up and down. Up and down. Twist your wrist a bit when you're going over your head. You're so sensitive there. Pay extra attention. That's it. Grip a little tighter. Oh, don't hold back any moans or whimpers. Trust me, any partner you're with is gonna love hearing how turned on you are. You don't have to fake it, but just telling them how good it feels, or moaning, or being vocal in general, can make everything so much hotter. Keep stroking. Imagine it's me. That it's my hand stroking your shaft as I wrap my lips around your head. Sucking gently. Licking softly. Lapping up every drop of pre-cum you're spilling. Stroke faster. That's it. Pull on your balls a little. Not hard. You know what feels right. Good boy. Fuck, you're hot. I wish you could see yourself through my eyes right now. Squirming under your own hands. You are making me so glad I came over today, bestie. Are you getting close? I want you to make a mess for me, okay? Just give in. Stroke as hard and as fast as you want. Oh, that's it. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Show me how good it feels. Let me hear it. That's it. That's it. Keep going. Keep stroking your cock. Come for me. Come for me. Come. Show me. Come. Oh, fuck yes. God, that's hot. Holy shit. Oh, you're coming so much. That's it. Shh, shh. Oh, fuck, bestie. You're kind of hot. You know that? Don't worry about cleaning up just yet. Just Lay there for a second. How'd that feel? Good? Good. Do you feel a little bit more comfortable with me now? And do you trust me to show you all the good shit about sex? Yeah? Good. I'm glad to hear it. Because I am gonna have so much fun taking all your firsts, bestie.